In this Indian of Shifcha and Oman, I would say in Tanakh, not in the Sugya, in Tanakh, we see there's two parshas that it's interesting to point out. By the parsha of Chana with Eli, so she says to Eli, Vatido Neda, Vatoyma Hashem Tzvokes Imro Yitzhiro Bo'oni Amosecho, V'lo Yitzishkach Es Amosecho, V'nosato La'amoscho Zera Anoshim, that's called the Omo. There's a Loshin Omo. And then there's a Loshin Shifcho. Usually she's using the word Omo. And then she says, Al Titen Es Amoscho Lifnei Bas Bliyal. That's our tefillah and our deal with Eli. Then Eli says, "Vayan vayoma lechila sholem velekei Yisrael yiten sheilosich asher shoalt meimri." Then she says, "Vatoyma tzintimtzo shifchoscho chen veinav." All of a sudden she's talking about shifcho. Why? So it seems to me that it could be there's a difference between omo and shifcho. And that's why the Torah calls the omo ivriya omo. Because a shifcho would seem that she's mechuyev to work, like Eved Knani, Eved Ivri, Eved Knani or Shifcho Knani. You're mechuyev to work. They don't have their own stand. They don't have their own position in the kehillah. They're only a Eved and only a shifcho. And it says that they have no yachas. That's called a shifcho. Omo is somebody that's more dome to a volunteer basis. That means I'm working for you. Not that I'm really mechuyev. Not that I'm under you and I'm a slave. Only that I am doing pulas for you. I'm willing to work for you. So let's say in by Chana, she was talking to him. She wasn't mechuyev anything to Eli. It was just a omo. So she like it's a loshin kniyah. She's nichnat him that she's willing to be his omo. That she's lower than him. So she says, and she's talking to Hashem, and she says, "Moshe Rabbani Amosecho, Moshishkar Sam Amosecho, Nosato La Amosecho." But Zoloshim covered more. When she's talking to Eli, she says, "Al Titen Es Amosecho, Lifnei Bas Bliyal." She wasn't bechuyev anything to Eli; it was just a loshim covered, a loshim achno. But then, when Eli gave her a bracha, so then she felt more mechuyev to Eli. She felt like she has something in the chiyuv to give to Eli. So then her darga, she made it even lower, more of a covet for Eli. She said, like, she's shifchot chochein beinecha, that's iftah the bracha. That's in this parsha with Chano and Eli. Then there's the parsha with Novel and Avigail. The maisa was that David sent to Novel that he should give him from his food and from his wine. He was making a big party because he was sharing his tzon. And David HaMelech sent his shluchim, his avodim, to Novel, and he said to him, "You know that your people, they used to take their herds, their sheep, into the midbar, and we watched on them. Chomo oyu aleinu, gam lailo, gam yoimom." They were the whole time, the avodim of David protected your people. So at least you should give us something when we're on the run and we need food and drink. And Novel wouldn't give anything. He was a kamtzan. And he wouldn't give anything. He was an ayin ro. But his wife Abigail heard about it, and she took presents and food and drink to David. And she went quietly at night, and she brought it to him. Then when she comes to David, and she was one of the Neviyas, and she comes to David, and she says to him that the novel, Al no yosim adoni slibel isha bliyal al novel. Ki shmoi keinu novol shmoi v'nevolo imo, is a bad person. Bani amoscho loyroisi esnari adoni asher shlachta. She's just saying a loshon kniyah to David. And then she says, Sono lefesha amosecho. Ki osu yas Hashem laadoni ba'is ne'emon. She told him on nevuah that he's going to be the melech, and he should remember, and he should take her for a wife, that she should be a queen. But in the middle, there's a posik that is, so usually she's using the word amoscho. In the middle, there's one pasuk that says, "Ve'ato ha'brocha azos," these presents, this matona that I'm bringing, "asher hevi shivchoscho la'adoni." Why does it say shivchoscho? Because she's bringing these matonas and this food, she owed it to David, because David was the one who protected. He was the one that, because of him, they had all the sheep and the wool and everything, was because he protected them in the midbar. So the matona that she was bringing, the food and the drink, was be'emes mechuyev to David. So the gabi this pula, it's more shaykh to say the word shifchoscho. She wouldn't say amosra. Shifchoscho is more of a to show how much she's mechuyev to him. So we have here, but a oma ivriya is always called the oma. even the Gemara says Ishus Achashivkus, that's a Loshim, but really it's called the Oma, and a Shivcha would be more Shaykh to a Shivcha Tnan. You never see that the Gemara should call the Oma Tnanis. Oma Ivriya, we do see that she's called usually a Oma Ivriya. That's the difference between an Oma and a Shivcha.